An old friend of ours has died. Richie Adams, who was one of the first voices heard on All Things Considered, died last night here in Washington at the age of 53. At the time of his death, he ran his own video production company. After leaving NPR about 20 years ago, he worked for many years in local television as editorial director for a station here, winning lots of prizes. He was one of the most respected local newsmen in the country. For those of you who've listened to All Things Considered for more than 20 years, you'll remember this calm, cheerful voice reading the news.
For the third year in a row, the Gallup poll lists President Nixon as the man most admired by the American people. The rest of the top five include Billy Graham, Senator Edward Kennedy, former President Johnson, and Senator Hubert Humphrey. Rounding out the top ten, Vice President Agnew, Ralph Nader, Pope Paul, Bob Hope, and George Wallace. 62 people were injured in the latest violence today in Northern Ireland. A bomb went off in a street.
NPR senior correspondent Susan Stamberg was the host of the program on that day, and she's still here. Susan, in our world of deadlines, I always think of Richie as calm and cheerful. Moving quickly, but not frantic.
Never saw him flap, ever, and he had plenty to flap about. You would say to him, 40 seconds to go, Rich, and without looking at a clock, he'd forgotten his stopwatch and left it on the desk outside, he would talk, he would continue reading his copy, and at precisely 40 seconds, he would finish.
That calm purposefulness found another outlet in Rich's work, too, with Fire Rescue Services, which was a kind of second career for him. He was a volunteer for 20 years with a local rescue squad here. He wrote a regular column for a national magazine, Firehouse, and he qualified as an emergency medical technician. He lectured, he made training films for fire rescue workers, and he was an acknowledged national authority on public safety and emergency medical services. He continued to take an interest in national public radio and in our local stations. He played the bass in a bluegrass band made up mostly of journalists called the Informed Sources. He campaigned for the preservation of bluegrass music on public radio. Richie Adams leaves his wife, Sherry, and two children, Ben and Whitney, and many good friends. Richie Adams died yesterday at the age of 53.